Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix.
So they're preparing for the worst, and I have to say, well, what have they got in store for Joe Average Public that would make him go to those lengths to cause the retaliation they would find was waiting for them? What are they planning to do to the public? Well, we know what they're planning to do, and none of it is pleasant. So it's up to the ordinary people now to stop fighting other groups, cross over, and start coming together, because if we don't, we've had it.
Well, and I'm in agreement with you there, but therein lies some problems, accepting other groups and other paradigms of thought into this. That
they've got to dispel them. They have to dispel all their particular pet beliefs, because this involves everybody on the planet. It's not just a national thing.
I understand. And what are they, then? I have to ask the obvious question. Well, we know what they're prepared for. What are they not prepared for?
What they're not prepared for are individuals coming out with the basic facts and pointing to simple solutions to even kick the ball off. And no one will touch this one, of course. And I say that there's one common organization that's in the Vatican, is in through the Protestant religions, is through the Jewish religion, the Mohammedan religion, Islam, is through everything, and that's Freemasonry. And Freemasonry is sworn to bring in a fraternity worldwide brotherhood with a new system. And you'll find that the guys who run from your school board to your mayor to the guys on your town council, all the way up to your state, all the way up to the president, and every country, are all Freemasons. And they've already sworn allegiance to the United Nations.
Well, okay. Well, I had asked the question before, and I guess I framed it in such a way that if you were to pin that proverbial tail on the donkey, you mentioned Freemasonry as the umbrella and the controlling factor. Mm-hmm. So then would it not follow then that Freemasonry and its organizations that it controls is the enemy?
It's a tool of the enemy, because the big boys own Freemasonry. They own it. They gave it to the people. Up until about the 1500s, they only had noble orders for aristocracy. Then they had to create a middle class for the up-and-coming industrial era, so they gave a lower order of Freemasonry for the ordinary people. And they're all sworn to uphold the system as it stands. And that means the big boys who control it. So they've already given their allegiance to a global agenda, and here you are electing them into your school boards, right up to your presidency, until the people start demanding to know the organizations these people belong to, what oaths they've already sworn to, then you shouldn't have any of them in office. Male or female.
Yeah. Gene in Texas. Hello, Gene. Gene, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello?
Yes.
I want to say I agree with, this guy is so on the mark for what I believe. I truly believe it comes from all things. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
I've always wondered about this for quite a long time, about the religion deal. We're fighting under restraints of various religions, most of which are splinter groups that have started, most of them, I guess, since we've been here in the U.S. off the original, whatever they were, Catholicism or Jewish or whatever. And that keeps us in control, but they don't play by these rules any more than they do the Constitution.
Right.
So when you talk about the Constitution, you're fighting them with something they don't respect, so it renders us somewhat helpless. They don't regard that as anything. And I just wanted to mention that, and I have one other question that always bothers me, trying to figure out, or I'd like to know his perspective on this. Is this whole thing set up? It has to mostly be for power, surely, rather than just money, because I can't conceive of how they can be more prosperous in a slave planet than they can under a prosperous planet like we have.
I've heard these sentiments echoed before, Alan.
Yeah. It's very interesting. You've got to understand that you have a separate with its own religion at the top. And when you start to understand that part, plus you're dealing, as I say, with inbred psychopaths that are gone for thousands of generations, they truly believe they're a separate species.
Seat of a satanic ritual outlined by the 13th century Jewish occult system, known as the Kabbalah as expounded in the Zohar and expanded upon by the 18th century Hasidic movement. You see, this so-called divine presence at the Wailing Wall is actually the Kabbalistic feminine emanation of their false god, the Shekinah. Watch closely how the rabbis thrust their pelvises and penises back and forth in a prescribed prayer movement called davening, in which the Jew copulates with the Shekinah in order to give birth to an erotic union with the Ein Sof, the Kabbalistic masculine emanation of their false god. Now watch this young Jewish boy, who instinctively knowing that davening is a lewd and embarrassing act, just can't bring himself to perform the thrusting of his pelvis. My friends, for Rand Paul and for so many other saps like McCain, Bush, Obama, Clinton, and Romney, to perform the rite of political passage at the Wailing Wall is nothing less than to shake hands with the devil.
From myself, Alan Ward, this good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.